This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
We do have our first official, and this is something that was out there and rumored and yada, yada, yada. Our first official Jets game that has been out there as the NFL has released all the international games. So if you're planning on going to London to see the Jets, last year everything changed when the Jets went to London. Remember that?
There are a few reasons for that game ended up in Rob Saleh's firing, yes?
Yeah. So they will be playing the Denver Broncos on Sunday, October 12th at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Broncos and Jets. And also, one interesting tidbit here for my football team. For the first time in the history of the NFL, since they've been doing international games, a football team will be playing back-to-back international games.
Now, 7 international games this year, the most ever in the history of the NFL, and your Vikings are a part of 2 of them.
In back-to-back weeks. So they're playing the Steelers in Dublin on Sunday, September 28th, and then they go to London to play the Browns the next week. And I don't believe that they're going to come home in between. No. I think that they stay out there the entire time. So Dublin against the Steelers, and then the Browns in London the week after that. The other international games, we don't know who the Chargers are playing in Sao Paulo just yet, but that's going to be announced tomorrow. You have Sunday, October 19th, the Rams and the Jaguars out in London.
I wonder if they're going to send Patrick Mahomes down there.
To Brazil?
Brazil.
That's a rumor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the rumor. You also have the Falcons and the Colts in Berlin. Oof. No thank you. And in Madrid, you've got the Commanders and the Dolphins.
That'd be interesting.
Could be. Could be in Madrid. So there you go. There's more drips and drabs of the NFL schedule leak out over the next couple of days. And Wednesday night, we'll have the entire Jets and Giants schedule. We can chew on at some point on Thursday, which is mostly going to be talking about Knicks game 5.
Exactly, yeah. I do think that the Jets do have the Steelers on their schedule. And by the way, the 49ers have the easiest strength of schedule. I think the Jets are either 5th or 6th on that list.
Okay.
And I think if Justin Fields has a chance to go against his former team, the Steelers, I'm trying to think if that game, I think that game's in Pittsburgh, I believe.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure. I've looked more at the Giants opponents and I've looked at the Jets opponents at this point.
Yes.
Let's go to Bob and Comac. What's going on, Bob?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, all right, Bobby. What's happening, brother?
Listen, Gio, I'm on your bandwagon. You know, as a fan, you know, definitely looking very positive and forward, especially after last year. All we talked about was injuries, injuries, injuries. And I just want to leave you with this little tidbit. If we play Indiana, we do have home court advantage. Mm-hmm. And if Denver beats Thunder, we have home court advantage for the finals. So things are lining up right. I'm not touching the money, Boomer. I'm just looking at facts going forward. But if there was ever a season with injuries and schedule and things like that, where things are lined up for us to get to the promised land, I think this is the season.
As we sit here this morning, I would agree with you.
That it feels that way.
As I sit here this morning, because of last night's victory and how significant it was, even with Jason Tatum on the court, yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, as Jerry brought up, the chance that, let's just have some fun while we're doing it, the chance that the Knicks could play the Timberwolves in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I can't even believe we're talking about that or even bringing that up right now.
Well, bringing it up because you got a 3-1 lead with the Knicks in their series and a 3-1 lead with the Timberwolves in their series. And the two teams had a massive trade in the offseason and were as close as we've ever been to something like that. That would be just nuts.
Please just focus in on game 5, please.
I mean, I got all day to think about this. Please. I can't just be thinking about game 5. I mean, if I was a coach, I would. And for me, I got all day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Let's go to Glenn in Park Slope. What's going on, Glenn?
Go, Nick! Go, Nick!
Yeah,
good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, Glenn. What's happening?
I don't want to jump on that superstitious bandwagon, but the whole Fat Joe thing is strange because I went to last year's playoffs, Game 5, and the Sixers. And he had a car, his car, they gave him a spot outside the garden. They gave, like, some of these celebrities, like, spots for their cars and their drivers. And, you know, we were winning that game, and then they put his face, you know, they go around Jumbotron, and his face came on, and that was, like, halftime. But that game, Maxie hit that crazy three-pointer that sent the game into OT, and the Knicks lost that game in OT and had to go and finish it off in Philly. So I hate to say this, but... Yeah, I don't believe it, but he's got bad mojo. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not one of those things. Listen, Glenn, I'm with you. I'm not a big fan of mystical things either, but when it stacks up this much, whether you believe it or not, just keep him away. You know, just keep him away. There's no point of him being there.
I have to say, if Fat Joe is anything like me and you recognize, like, self-awareness and you have an understanding of what goes on when you're around, you can't try to keep yourself out of things. So I went to 2 Ranger games this year, kind of early in the season, you know, and I was looking forward to going to about 20, 25 games like I normally would.
Yeah.
And the 2 games I went to, one was Buffalo at home, and I think we lost either 6 or 7-1. I left in the middle of the second period. I was so disgusted.
That's right. I remember this.
And then I went to the Rangers versus Kings, and I think the Kings won 5-0. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to another game. I can't. Wow. I can't do this. I can't sit here and watch this dreck on the ice. And I felt like I had, it was me.
You had something to do with it?
I don't know what it is.
Hmm. Yeah, I
was supposed to take Marash to a game. I'll take him to a game next year.
Oh, okay.
But I never really got around to it just simply because the two games I went to, they were so pathetic and so out of sorts that I just didn't want to go back into that building again and be a part of that. So I hope.
So did he understand that, Marash? Did he understand that?
I never really got into it with him. I just told him, I said, I'll get you to a game. I owe you a game. You did your thing. You
got donuts shot at you, the whole thing.
But he got you know, as a part of the tap room.
But this was all fundraising. Prior to that.
I know this
was all the donut thing.
But I feel like I'm closer to him now.
Do you?
Yeah, just simply because we did this whole bike thing together, and I was so proud of him.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's like a proud papa when I see the young kids around here grow up. He's in front of my eyes.
He's not that young.
You can't just go around, you know, life being fat and stupid. I mean, you're a father.
Yeah, sure.
And that kid's growing up?
I don't know about that. I don't know if he's growing up. He did a nice thing.
I mean, we saw Pat Boyle. Pat Boyle's growing up right before our eyes.
Another one, I'm not so sure, with the tank tops and the shorts and the whole thing, and he was donating sperm himself. I mean,
well, that's a good thing.
It's a good thing for those people that are trying to have families. Yes, indeed.
If you want to have a kid like Pat Boyle.
Yeah, he's definitely. Yeah. And you should. I mean, Pat Boyle, athletic build, drive, seems intelligent enough.
Take a look at him and, you know, the next generation of talent around here, the Tommy Lugauers of the world.
Yeah, those guys are older now, though. Like, they're older.
That's what I'm saying.
40.
I've watched them grow up. They're kind of like you.
Yeah.
I've watched you grow up.
I mean, like, Evan's a year younger than me, believe it or not.
Which is amazing.
He's been doing shows since, like, 1998.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.